again, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and today we are continuing our radio comedy extravaganza with one of America's favorite clowns, Red Skelton. His Raleigh cigarette show began in 1941 and was popular until Skelton was drafted in 1944. We are going to hear one of those early shows later in the Old Time Radio Hour. First, we will have a Red Skelton program from after he returned from the service. Red will be doing his cowboy character, Deadeye, and later his mean little kid, Junior, in this Red Skelton Raleigh cigarette program, It Pays to Look Well, first broadcast May 21st, 1946, on NBC.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Gerda Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular player and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody thinks it's a hog calling contest over here. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, what's new with you?
Oh, nothing much, Red. I've been reading a book entitled Advancement of Science by Farnsworth Aislop.
Oh, you mean Jimmy Starr's little boy, huh? Huh? Any good?
Oh, yes. Say, did you know, scientifically speaking, that love is merely an increase in blood pressure and pulse rate? You can get the same effect by touching your toes 10 times?
Oh, come now. Surely you've left something out.
And you know, until I read that book, I never realized how amazing mechanical inventions are.
Oh?
Take my electric toaster, for instance.
Oh?
Or take my record changer. Or take my typewriter.
You got any white shirts? I have to go get my truck. I can't just haul away.
You know, the two greatest scientific advancements are plastic surgery and television.
Oh, well, they go hand in hand. You know, when television gets in, I'm going to need plastic surgery.
Well, I won't need plastic surgery.
You'll need a girdle. Either that or they have to show you in sections. I can just hear a program coming on now and saying, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We now present Rod O'Connor in 10 episodes. See, I couldn't get it all in myself. Hey, I wonder how far off television really is.
Well, Red, in less than 3 years, your face will be in everybody's living room.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the dirtiest tricks science has... You know, television's going to be wonderful. Not only will you be able to see the man in the street broadcast, but you're going to see him killed by a hit-and-run driver.
Well, you know, some people believe television sets will have coin slots on them.
No?
You pay to see a program. You know, remember the jukebox?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be something, isn't it? You drop a quarter in a slot, you'll get Bob Hope. You drop 50 cents, you get Alan Young. 75 cents, you get Fred Allen. Dollar, you get Red Skelton. And 95 cents change.
You know, they're also working on an invention where you can drop a dime in a slot and get a sample of the product you're listening to.
Oh, well, now that's really going to save a lot of people from running down to the corner drugstore in their pajamas, you know. They always say, get that tonight, you know. Can you imagine being listening to some face cream program, see, and you drop a dime in the slot, and Lord Esther's wife lets you have it right in the kitchen.
Now, Medical Science offers you Proof Positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, Proof Positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you Proof Positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now, Anita Ellis sings More Than You Know.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd sigh, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'll ever know.
Thank you very much, Anita. And now we open the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled, It Pays to Look Well. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, living conditions ain't too good, are they? Chapter 134 is entitled, The Cowboy and the Tailor. This is the story of Deadeye, who finds that clothes don't make the man.
Boy, I wish I had a horse like yours, McGregor. Old Sardo here, eh? It's pretty hard to handle.
Well, I'll tell you, Deadeye. Maybe that big saddle bothers him.
What big saddle? I'm riding him bareback. Ooh!
Well, maybe he's hard of hearing.
Ooh!
Shoot your gun beside his ear. He should hear that.
Did you say beside it or in it? Oh, he's all right. That bullet's like everything else with him. In one ear and right out the other. Let's tie him up over here in the shade, huh?
Well, the old town looks the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Now, you ought to know me better than that. Women. W-E-M-N. Women.
presentable to be talking to women. Look at your shirt. It's all dirty and your spats is ragged.
What spats? Oh, them darn long underwear. They slipped again. I look pretty bad, don't I, huh?
You look like B.O. Plenty's eyebrows. Before he combs them out.
Yeah? You should have said John L. It'd been more striking, you know. Look at that, huh?
Hey!
I'm proud of that. That ain't it.
Why don't you go across to Dominic the tailor and get rigged up in the new outfit?
Okay, let's go. You know, I ain't felt like dressing up since my gal Ida Sodastorm ran away with old Jim Harkins.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen, to coin a phrase.
Howdy. I'd like to get spruced up a little.
What do you got in mind?
Women, but I gotta get some new clothes first. I want something that'll fit my personality.
Well, I'm sorry I have nothing with poison ivy.
Well, I'm sorry you said that.
Now, did I? Put your guns away.
Oh, they're a little heavy. I want to empty some of the lead out of them.
Now, look, don't be like that.
Oh, come on, one little bullet. I want to see if I can deflate that big balloon.
Just a little joke, old man, no offense.
Oh?
Now, here, would you be so kind as to remove some of your clothes so I can take your measurements?
Okay, I'll take my guns off first. I was in field artillery.
Nice guns.
Had a little trouble getting the wheels off, though. Well, now I'll take off my Mackinaw. Now my Macintosh. Now my fur vest. Now my short skin vest. Now my wool vest. Well, I'll be.
What's wrong, did I?
You know that windbreaker I shot a guy for stealing a year ago?
Yeah?
It just came to it. Okay, take my measurements.
Now, let's see. Shoulder, 29.
Yeah.
Waist, 52. Chest, 25.
Chest, 25. Now, wait till I expand it, will you?
Well, that's more like it. 25 and a half. Right arm, 35. Left arm, 21.
Left arm, 21. How did that happen?
Well, me and my wife have twin beds, and she likes to sleep holding hands. Oh, McGregor.
Yeah, did I?
Duck over to old Mac Davis's place and see if Gladys is there.
All right, did I? I'll be back quicker than it takes you to say Lum and Abner.
Yeah.
You know, the name Deadeye sounds familiar to me.
Just me, too.
Shot a man, didn't you?
Yep, but it was an accident. Fellow opened his hotel window and yelled fire. And I did. Where'd you hear about me?
All around. Say, here's something you need, a kerchief scarf.
I don't care for that.
Look better in that tie you're wearing made of rope.
That ain't no rope necktie. I just escaped a hanging.
I mean, they were going to hang you?
Yeah, hanging was too good for me. They were going to hang me. They weren't going to play yo-yo anyhow. Well, how about some pants, huh?
Oh, here's some. Would you like to try them on for size?
I sure would. Now, right leg. Now, the left leg. You got a needle and thread. I forgot to take my spurs off.
Hey, Deadeye.
Yeah?
Gladys wasn't there, but look who I ran into.
Howdy, howdy, Deadeye.
Well, but if it ain't my old gal, Idy. You ain't changed a bit, Idy.
Well, you neither. You're just as bow-legged as ever.
Oh, I ain't so bow-legged.
Oh, no? Well, then how come you're standing on both sides of me?
How have you been, Idy? Happy? What's been happening to you, huh?
Well, that two-timing Jim Hawkins was going to marry me, but something stood in his way.
What was it, gal?
A wife and four kids. He cheated me like he cheated you.
Well, I don't remember him promising to marry me.
No, but you remember the poker game he got you into.
Yeah?
Well, he cheated you out of your cattle and them poker cards was marked.
With a hot poker, too. You don't happen to know what happened to old Jim, do you?
Yeah, I hear he's the head of a black market and lumber gang, but is running a clothing store to make folks think he's an honest citizen.
Now, you don't mean to tell me that the gent that's waiting on me is old Jim Harkins. Stand behind me, gal.
Don't move, Deadeye. I've got my .45 pointed right at your head.
Better stand in front of me, gal.
Well, Jim, looks like things are going to happen just like I said.
Oh, shut up. No cheap dance hall gal's going to make a chump out of me.
Deadeye, did you hear what he called me? Me, a lady? A cheap dance hall gal.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, are you going to let him get away with it?
Yep.
Hey, now look here, it's none of my business, but why don't you two go outside and shoot it out like real Western gentlemen?
Yeah!
Oh, no. I remember Deadeye and his 1-2-3 stuff and how he shoots on two.
Well, then maybe we could figure out a new idea.
Yeah, fight a duel. Stand back to back. Walk 10 steps apart, then turn and blaze away.
Okay.
Now, he ought to know better than that. Well, let's go. Come on, boys.
All right, back to back. Draw your guns. Now stop walking. Hey, Deadeye, stop following him.
I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed.
Now start all over.
Okay.
Start walking. 10 steps, then turn.
Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's what he gets for not doing his homework.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Grant and Rice of Sportlight fame says, quote,
I've studied the inside figures on brand after brand, and I'm convinced medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat.
And you're right, Grantland Rice. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Raleigh flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now, David Forrester and his orchestra play One More Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Chapter 135 is entitled Home Tailoring. The finest tailoring in the world is done by the mothers and the grandmothers at home. Of course, it's no surprise that the mean widow kid gets a cut-down suit.
Yumpy-dump. Oh, boy, this thing's heavy. Hey, Grandma! Grandpa's gone. Can I take me cowbell off now?
Yes, dear.
Boy. Oh, Ma, you feel good to get that cowbell off. Hey, Grandma, why does I have to wear a cowbell when Grandpa's home?
Because we like to talk freely, and you know too much already.
Oh, I don't. Can I run down to the candy store and get me a jawbreaker?
Hmm? No, dear. Grandma doesn't have a penny to give you.
Well, I'm in the chips tonight, boy. Look, 50 cents. Look.
Where'd you get that?
It's one you didn't find when you went through Gramps' pockets last night.
Now, Junior, I don't go through your grandfather's pockets when he's asleep.
No, you better be careful, that's all. Grandpa says he's going to put a mouse trap in him. Hey, Grandma, what you got your finger bandaged up for, hmm?
You stop asking silly questions.
Did you get your widow finger caught in a widow mouse trap?
No, Junior. It was a big mouse trap.
Oh, well, looks like Grandpa took me suggestion after all, huh? I told him he'd get better results if he used a gopher trap.
But I still don't see how I missed that half dollar.
Well, it wasn't in the suit you was ramshacking, see?
Oh.
It was one hanging in the closet. Now look how black the fire made it. Look, look.
What fire?
Well, now, don't get excited. I'm going to tell you about it. You see, there was a hole in his pocket, and it fell through into the seam. See, so I had to burn up the suit and scrape the ashes for the half a dollar.
You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
I ought to spank you until you can't walk.
Oh, yeah? What, you going to spank me until I can't walk? What are you going to do, spank me feet? I knew someday she'd realize she's wearing me body out.
Oh, Junior, you're bad.
No.
I was going to take those old suits and make me something to wear.
Well, the coat is still good.
But I needed the pants to make the skirt.
Oh.
Oh, well, maybe I can make you a suit out of the coat.
Oh, no, that's nice.
But go get my sewing basket.
Okay, I go look at the sewing basket. Here it is. Can I borrow the scissors? I want to cut this picture of George Washington off of this green piece of paper here.
No! Put them down.
What?
What do you want to do, fall on those sharp points and dull them?
Well, boy, it sure does love me, don't it?
Now, Junior, run upstairs and get your blue pants.
Okay.
I'll cut the pattern from them out of this wrapping paper.
Well, I'm not going to wear paper pants. Goodness, I'm not a lamb top, you know.
Junior, who said anything about paper
pants? Goodness, you're going to make paper pants. You might as well cut two holes in a shopping bag and put me in there, you know. Put me arm through the handles. Let me walk around.
Stop acting silly and run upstairs and get those pants.
Okay, I will get them. I'm going to get them. Now, let's see now. Where could them blue pants be? Grandma straightened out my closet and I can't find a thing now, you know. Oh, there. I'm going to hurry, but I could slide down the banisters quicker. Anybody know where I can get a cheap retread job?
Now, get off the banister.
Now, don't you hit me. Grandpa said that I could slide down the banister any time I wanted to.
Oh, your grandfather should be ashamed permitting you to do things that will hurt you.
Yeah.
Oh, but then when he's sick, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I know how to cure his sickness.
How?
Don't spread this around.
No.
Shoot his bartender.
Talking like that and come here.
Okay.
I've got to see if this piece of material is big enough.
Yes.
Take off your pants.
Here? I won't do it. There's cold in here.
Well, then at least take the stuff out of your pockets.
Okay. Dum, 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 dum. You want me to empty my back pockets, too?
here. Hmm? Let me help you up on the chair.
No. Don't grab me under the arm. I'm tickling. Lift me up on my ears like a rabbit.
Stop talking like an idiot.
Well, I can't help it. It was inherited, you know.
Yes, and you know from which side of the family.
Yeah, I know. I know, all right. And Grandpa agrees with me, too.
If only you'd try to be intelligent just for once.
Well, I will if you'll buy me a dog.
Well,
A real dog.
What kind of a dog do you want?
A little black and white one.
No. I mean, what breed of dog?
He breeds through his nose, I guess. You want a mama dog.
No, you can't have one.
Right.
They always have fleas.
Well, the kind I want has puppies.
Just forget I said anything.
No.
There.
No. I'm tired. I'm going to sit on the back of the chair until you're ready.
No, don't do that. It'll tip over with you.
Oh, behind me. I broke me with a skull.
Now, you
didn't
break your skull.
Yes, I did. I fell and broke me.
Oh, poor baby. He fell and hurt himself.
Yes, I hurt me.
He's scared.
I'm scared.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart. Look, I put a dent in my head. Look.
Well, stop putting dents in your head. It's hard enough to get hats to fit you. Stand still, and you won't get hurt.
Okay.
Oh, where is my needle?
No, here it is. Mm. Go ahead, now fret it.
Thank you.
Yeah, now fret it. Mm. What are you smelling it for?
I'm not smelling it. It's dark in here. I can't see it.
Oh, I thought you were smelling it.
Junior, your fingers are smaller than mine.
Yes.
Pull the thread through the needle, will you?
Now, hold it down here. Hold it down. Where is it?
Don't look at it so close. You'll get cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed? Is that why I see two needles now?
Junior, stop that.
I'm not doing nothing.
Well, look at your eyes.
I can't. My nose is in the way.
Well, the only way to straighten them is to tap you on the back of the head.
Here. Straighten them. Don't knock them out.
Here.
Winner.
Junior, now hold this goods around your waist while I sew it together.
You mean like that?
No, not under your chin.
Well, I like it that way. I like my pants on and I need eat. I don't need a napkin. Oh. Just check my pants and my collar like that.
Stand still.
Yes.
If I accidentally stick you with a pin, you listen to me.
Yeah, if you accidentally stick me, you will hear from me, you will.
There.
Oh.
Now, stand still while I trim the legs.
Oh, no, not me legs. Don't trim me legs. They're short enough now.
Not your legs, the pants legs.
No. Boy, for a minute, I can see myself sitting on a Raleigh cigarette swinging my feet, you know.
There. Now, the other leg.
Yeah.
There. That's funny. They're longer in the back than they are in front.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have leaned over to watch you then.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And by the way, the policeman shows the 22nd and 23rd. I'll be there.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend. Sir Walter Raleigh, mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness. That's Sir Walter Raleigh. Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash. And that's Sir Walter Raleigh. Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning. Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh. A brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home. It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. Probably many of us don't know that half of all the jobs in the armed services are directly related to civilian occupation. Let us realize that the skills, education, and experience acquired by those in the services make them better citizens and more valuable employees than ever before. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, available over iTunes and Podbean.
I'm Justine Ward, your host. Next, we have a wartime show from Red Skelton's Raleigh Cigarette Show. Daylight Savings Time was instituted to save energy during the war, and this show finds a lot to laugh about. It features comedian Wonderful Smith in one of the sketches. Times were very different then, and some of the humor would not be acceptable today, but Skelton hired Wonderful Smith, a talented African-American actor, rather than doing the sketch in dialect himself. You will also hear Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard before they started their own show, Ozzie and Harriet. Here is Red Skelton, Daylight Savings Time, broadcast February 17, 1942, on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard and Wonderful Smith. Smokers, the old phrase, seeing is believing, is especially true in judging which cigarette is best. And you can see the difference. You can see the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes with your very eyes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see that the tobacco in Raleighs is brighter, unmistakably more golden in color. Experts will tell you these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive, more sought after by professional tobacco buyers. And into the exclusive Raleigh blend go 31 of these superior golden tobaccos, each selected for the distinctive flavor it contributes. No other cigarette is blended with more care. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's cigarettes give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Look into Raleigh's, ladies and gentlemen. Your own eyes will give you proof beyond dispute that it pays in many ways to get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And his orchestra playing Liza. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Truman.
Hi, old Red. Say, Red, I saw your picture on the front of Movie and Radio Guide, didn't I?
Yeah, did you see that, Brad?
Well, say, tell me, why did they use a picture like that?
What do you mean?
You holding two pieces of bread to Bill Thompson's head and him with a cup of coffee.
Well, that was the last picture that was taken of bread with butter on it and coffee with sugar in it.
Well, say, Red, I'm having a little trouble with this new daylight savings.
Yeah?
Yeah, tell me, did you remember to set your clock ahead?
Yeah, I set the clock ahead, all right, but I'm having a tough time setting myself ahead. My stomach has been grumbling all week, you know? Hey, did you hear what happened?
No.
They forgot to change the clocks at Camp Roberts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the bugler overslept, and it's the first time the Army had breakfast in bed.
You know, Red, the government says by setting the time ahead, we'll save 500,000 kilowatt hours of electricity.
Oh, yeah? Well, all I know is I got my bill today, and it went up 60 cents. How are you, Harriet?
Hello, Red. So I've been wondering, Red, just what does this daylight saving time mean? Anyway?
Well, it means let's try to figure out what time it is in Chicago and go nuts.
I almost went nuts once.
You did, Ozzie? How was that, huh?
Well, I still haven't figured out whether to put the clock forward or backward.
Well, that depends on whether you're coming or going.
I haven't figured that out either.
Well, you know something? My objection to daylight savings is that I don't know when to get up in the morning.
Well, that's easy, True. You just look outside, and if it's darker than it was when you went to bed, it's time to get up. You know, for the whole week, I've been so sleepy of a morning, my eyes had to open me.
I wish they'd hurry up about it, too.
Say, you know, but I like the daylight saving time. It means another hour of sunshine.
Uh-huh.
Just think, another hour of sunshine for California. Altogether, that makes one.
Oh, well, it'll do people good to get up earlier and start squeezing their orange juice.
Yes, but think of the chickens.
I laid a big egg once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, it was at a party. They laughed when I sat down at the piano.
What was the matter? No talent?
No stool.
You know, the farmers are the guy who really don't like the daylight saving.
Is it really bad for them, Red?
Sure. One farmer I knew set his clock backwards instead of forward.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the cow was right on schedule, and he was caught with without his pails down. I was almost caught, too.
Say, Red, do you know what this longer day is going to mean to California motorists?
Yeah, an extra hour to run down pedestrians.
Well, there's been no accident on Hollywood Boulevard since the new time started.
Well, that's only natural, Harriet. The drivers are too sleepy to open their eyes and aim.
Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas,
the coyotes wail along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush around the brush. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry, "Hi-yip!" Deep in the heart of Texas, the dogies ball. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Now here's a big Texan here. Let's all listen to what he has to say.
If they have the dough, there's just one place that goes. To Minneapolis, Minnesota. With songs and jokes. And fine Swedish folks in Minneapolis, Minnesota. With my Olga sweet and fair, I hope she's waiting there. In Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's wonderful and how, I think I'll go there now. To Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Texas, sung by Ozzy, Harriet, and Bernie Jones, and very good, too. Say, Harriet, since we have so many of the boys from the Army and the Navy in our audience tonight, what do you say? Let's show the folks listening in how we think Army camps are run and some of the things that happen. First, we have the tough sergeant from Texas, Sergeant Deadeye, who is just waking up.
In a row.
wrong camp. Oh, boy, what a night, what a night.
What happened last night, Sergeant Deadeye?
Well, I went to town on a furlough. And I come running out of that bar and leaped about 6 feet in the air and lit flat on my back.
Well, why did you do that?
I could have swore I saw my horse standing there. Now, you were supposed to be in camp last night at 11 o'clock, and you were out with a girl. How did that happen, hmm?
Well, I was standing on the corner minding my own business.
Yes.
When all of a sudden, this gal walks by and starts to flirt with me.
She flirts with you?
Yeah, she winked, then bopped her bottle of gin.
Hello, Sergeant. Sorry I'm late.
Well, Private Old Reuben, boot in your coat, will you?
Boot in me coat? You must have been listening to Fibber McGee, too.
Yeah.
Sergeant, I'm sorry I'm late. My grandmother came to see me, and I just had to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know my poor old white-haired grandmother.
Yeah. We'll wipe the lipstick off and get in line. Say, Private Reuben, you're supposed to be with the mechanized division. Can you take a motor apart?
Oh, better than that, sir. I once took apart the Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
You took the Chattanooga Choo-Choo apart? Did you put it together again? I say, did you put it together again? Answer me, will you?
Well, if you want to go anywhere, you better take the Glendale bus.
Well, it's about time for inspection, boys.
Hey, Sergeant Detta, I can't find my gun.
Well, it must be around here somewhere.
I found it.
Now, help me find my eyebrows, will you? All right, attention, men. Hey, wonderful. Stick out your chest and pull in your stomach.
I can't, sir. You see my pants.
Say, pull in your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Mighty pretty shorts you're wearing. You better pull them up. The folks might think this is the Fred Allen show. Say, does your feet hurt?
No, sir.
Then what'd you cut the toes out of your shoes for?
I didn't. I spilled a cup of G.I. coffee on my foot.
All right, boys, we're going to have a little exercise now. Right leg up, right leg down. Left leg up, left leg down. Right leg up, left leg up. You know, if I wasn't a sergeant, I'd have swore I made a mistake. Before you go on sentry duty tonight, I want you to turn down my bed and haul that trash away and rinse out a few things for me, will you?
This is a two-man army. MacArthur and me doing all the work.
All right, company dismissed.
Pardon me, sir. Here's a package just come for Private Wonderful Smith.
Oh, boy, that's from home.
Oh, from home, huh? Look, wonderful, old pal. Let me help you carry it over to the cot.
Oh, no, it ain't heavy.
Well, you know, old pal, old buddy, that food sure looks good. You know, I could get somebody else on that detail, you know.
No, sir, it serves me right. I deserve to be punished.
I'll let you drive my Jeep.
I don't know how to drive, and I ain't got no license.
Well, well, a brother California. Now, look, you half-baked lug, you give me a bite of that home cooking or I'll beat you over the head with your head.
Pardon me, sir, a message.
Yeah, outside. This is maybe important.
A message, yes, sir. Alana Turner's giving a dinner and she wants six men to come. Now, would any of you... Gee, Sarge, why'd they get so excited about Lana Turner, huh?
I don't know. I guess she's a good cook.
Then we have the draftees, and on his way to the draft board, we find Clem, the fellow from the country.
Well, here I am on my way to the draft board. There's something about a soldier. There's something about a soldier. There's something about this soldier. Do, 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 do. see here, there's Daisy June's house, and there's her old man sitting at the window waving his feet at me. I'll knock on the door. Hello?
Hey?
Hello?
Hey?
One of us is getting in a rut. Hey, Grandpa Gulp. This is Clem. Is Daisy June home?
Yeah, but you'll have to wait. She's milking the cow.
Oh, I'd like to see her. Where's she milking the cow?
Where's she milking the cow?
Yeah, where?
Ain't you never seen a cow? Hey, Clem, where are you going that you're wearing shoes?
Well, I'm going down to the draft board, Gramp, and stop ad-libbing. You used to be a soldier, didn't you?
Yep, Clem. Say what you do. Let me show you a few things, and when they see how smart you are, why, they'll make you officer.
They will?
Yes, sir. Come right over here, and I'll show you how to drill.
All right.
Attention! Forward! What happened?
I started off with both feet at the same time.
Well, forget that. Now I'll show you how to do about feet.
Yep.
First, you put one foot to the back of you.
Yep.
Then you turn on the ball of the other foot.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Bout feet!
Ooh.
What's the matter?
Why didn't you tell me I had to turn my neck, too? Hey, where is Daisy June? How long does it take her to milk the cow, anyhow?
Oh, Plum forgot. She's down at the village helping examine the boys' draft board.
Okay, I'll see you later. Well, here I am at the draft board. Hey, miss.
Is that you, Clem?
Well, Daisy.
Is that you, Clem?
Yeah, who do you think?
I thought somebody sent me a comic Valentine.
Did you like my Valentine?
Didn't get it. What was it?
It was a big heart. I made it myself, and it said, Stinky Love Stinky.
Cam, sometimes when I look at you, I think there's nobody to home.
Hmm?
I said with you, there was nobody home.
That's all right. I'll tell him when he comes in. Hey, Daisy June, if I don't get drafted, I'd like to help you with a women's ambulance corps.
Would you like driving an ambulance?
Sure, beat driving a car. When I hit a pedestrian, I could pick up and deliver.
Well, I better start your examination. Clem, here, stretch out on the ground.
Stretch out on the ground?
Yes. Mm.
What are you going to do, kick dirt over me?
No, now, come on, lie down.
Sorry.
First, take off your shirt.
Oh,
now your jersey.
Now
your vest. Now your windbreaker.
Well, I'll be. I thought I lost that windbreaker last summer.
Now relax, Clem.
Hmm?
Act knocked out, will you?
How do you do that? Oh, now I remember.
Stick out your tongue. Further. Okay, now put it back before it gets cold.
Okay. Well, there goes my shoes. Say, do you think they'll take me, Daisy June?
Well, now listen to your heart, Clem.
Mm-hmm.
Take your arm from around my neck.
Oh. I think you broke my arm.
What makes you think that?
It bends both ways.
Well, shall I break the other one?
What for?
Well, you want them to match, don't you? Now then, Clem, you go on into the Army, Doctor, for the rest of your examination.
Well, I'll say goodbye now, Daisy June, because they'll probably put me right on a train for camp.
Well, goodbye, Clem. Clem, how'd you make out? What's your classification?
I'm 104W.
104W? What does that mean?
I go right after women and children.
Bowser Nelson and the orchestra have just played Pushin' Along.
All right, boys, now step right up and I'll explain this little car to you.
What is it?
It's called a Jeep.
A what?
A Jeep. Jeep. Jeep.
Shall I get you some bite seat char, Sergeant?
Now, quiet, Corny, or I'll play beanbag with your bean. Now, if you were going to make a trip across rough country, which would you rather drive? One of these or a nice streamlined job?
I'll take this Jeep because it's built for endurance.
That's good, my boy. You show a good sense of value.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's another test for your sense of values. Which would you rather have in your home? A beautiful bridge table or a lot of colorful advertising? Certainly, you'll choose the bridge table, and your judgment is 100% right. And that's why Raleigh Cigarettes advertise to you with premiums in respect to your good judgment and good taste. You see, the magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh coupons are actually a form of Raleigh cigarette advertising. Yes, these luxury items are bought and paid for out of our profits, just as any other form of advertising. We have selected this plan of spending our advertising money with you so that you profit doubly from each pack of Raleighs you buy. First, you get a finer quality cigarette, made with a choicer, the more expensive golden tobaccos. Second, you profit with bridge tables, silverware, electric clocks, and over 70 more luxurious Raleigh premiums. And in turn, we profit. Because each time you see these magnificent premiums, you're pleasantly reminded over and over again that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleighs. The next time, get the pack with the coupon on the back. Raleigh Cigarettes.
At every Army camp, we have visiting day. And driving up to the entrance, we find a lady and her little boy. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little meanie, huh? Mommy, look, I had a soldier. Look at the stripes on me arm.
You'll have stripes somewhere else if you aren't careful.
Tom, Mommy, this is no time to start playing 20 mule team. Hey, Mommy, where's my BB gun? I want to play soldier.
Oh, that darn BB gun. I'm sorry I bought it for you.
Are you really sorry you bought my BB gun, Mommy?
Yes, I am.
I'll bet the streetlight people are sorry, huh?
Oh, I thought we were having too many blackouts lately.
Hey, watch me play soldier, Mommy. Watch me go over the top.
Junior, you stop climbing over the seats of the car. You don't know the first thing about the Army.
I do, though.
Well, we'll see. What do you know about Fort Sheridan?
Fort Sheridan?
Yes, why?
Well, I knew she had them, but I didn't think they would build a fort around
her. I'm talking about an Army camp, Junior. Look, I'll try again. What does KP mean?
Oh, that's easy. That means keep 'em peeling.
Oh, dear, you're as impossible as your father.
Hey, Ma, was Pop in the last war?
Yes, he was. He was attached to a French 75.
He was attached to a French 75?
Yes, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. He liked them much younger now, though, don't he?
Well, here we are at the Army camp.
Yeah, here we are.
Junior, now try and be good, will you? Are you going to be good?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Look, there's the guard.
Oh, who goes there?
Nobody, we just stopped.
Junior, behave. Oh, sentry, my uncle is Major Gudmundson.
Don't let her kid you, bub. We is Jap.
Junior!
Oh, yes, I know now. The major left the pass for you, so will you proceed with caution?
Okay. Hey, mister, ain't your gun supposed to have a bayonet on it?
Why, sure, it's right. All right, put it back! Don't you hit me!
No, don't you dare hit him. You let me do it. I know his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Look at that Jeep go!
Look, Junior, there's headquarters ahead.
Hey, what's that building over there with all the bars? Now I know why you brought me up here. This ain't no Army camp. It's a reform school. You stole me up the river. You double-crossed me. That's the dirtiest trick you could do.
Junior! This is an Army camp. Look at the big guns.
Yeah, when I see big guns like that, it makes me wonder.
Makes you wonder what?
Why I waste my time with spitballs.
Here's headquarters now, Junior. Oh, look, there's the major.
Oh, it's you, Harriet. How are you, my dear?
Just fine, Uncle. You remember Junior, don't you?
Well, Yes, I do. Of course I remember it.
Hey, Major, you got your fighting pants on?
My fighting pants? Well, I guess so, Junior. This is my uniform.
You're awful tight. I bet you bend over, you get blitzkrieg. Hey, Major, can I shoot that gun you was toting?
You don't want to shoot my gun, do you?
Yes, I do. I shot the cannon in front of the city hall and blew it up.
Junior, why do you say things like that?
I don't know. I guess I'm just wicked.
Shall we go inside, Harriet? I want you to meet Major Smith, Burnham, Ewell, and Du Bois.
I would stay outside here.
Oh, no, you won't. Uncle Sam has spent too much money building up the morale of the men. I'm not going to let you change it.
You let me stay here, I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a dachshund stretcher in a dog kennel.
Come on, Harriet. I'm sure Junior will be all right.
Well, here I am, going along. I think I will look around for some unlocked spare tires. No, I better not. I better be careful. They may lock me up for a spy. Look at that big gun over there. I think I will go over.
Hey, boy, get away from that gun.
Where you got that boy stuff? I is Major Junior.
You look more like Major Disaster.
Yeah. Hey, I understand there's a little trouble up in the front. Now, you go see what it is and report back to me.
What's your regiment?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob. It's a military secret. Now, you find out what that trouble is up at the front.
All right, I'll be right back. I've got to get some help. Now, promise me you won't go near that gun.
I promise.
Well, your word's good enough for me. I'll go.
He don't know me very well, does he, Paul? Oh, look at this little door on that big gun. I think I will open it up. Yeah, look at that gun barrel. I wonder if that's big enough to crawl in. It looks big enough to crawl in. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will crawl in the gun barrel and stick me widow head out the other end like a gopher. Boy, it sure is dark in here. I wonder how the widow bullets find their way around. Sure is deep, too. Uh-oh. What happened to that little hole I crawled in?
Here, Harriet, is one of the big guns. It's a 14-inch gun.
Oh, my. Are you using this for gun practice today?
Yes, we are, right now.
Uh-oh. That don't sound so good to me.
All right, men. Load the gun.
It's loaded, sir.
Take your positions.
In position, sir.
Ready to fire.
Wait a minute. Don't shoot.
That sounds like Junior. Where are you, Junior?
You pull that trigger, you find out.
What are you doing inside that gun?
I could tell you, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
You get out of there.
Oh, boy. Boy, I never do that again, boy. I too is scared, Mommy Doll. Don't whip me, Mommy Doll.
Oh, don't you Mommy Doll me. You're going to get the whipping of your life. Bend over.
Pardon me, Major Junior. I checked up on that trouble at the front.
Yeah, well, you stick around, bub, because now there's going to be a little trouble in the rear.
Ozzy Nelson and the orchestra are playing Thank Your Lucky Stars and Stripes. And here's something else for which you can thank your stars.
Pipe smokers, you'll get more pleasure out of your pipe if you put Sir Walter Raleigh into it. Sir Walter Raleigh is smooth and mild, blended to perfection from a combination of extra choice Burleys. And flavor, Sir Walter Raleigh has a distinctive nut-like mellowness, a full tangy richness that can't be beat. It burns even and cool, never bites your tongue, and the pleasing aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is something that everyone enjoys. Men, smoke the quality pipe tobacco of America. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Please join us again next week when we bring you more radio comedy. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.